Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, glory to the Most High God. What an awesome God we serve. Now, this is the time like never before, in the hour that we are in, the dispensation that we're in, to give God glory, to give Him praise. What an awesome God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, His name shall be praised. Father, we bless you today for a new day that you added into our lives. There is none like thee. Glory to God. I bless the Lord today, and I want to get in a place, and I pray for the believers that we will get to a place that we will be able to say and believe it and stand on it, that we will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continue to be in our mouths. Oh, bless the Lord. I want to welcome you to the Blog Talk Divine Connection Radio broadcast. On the Sunday nights, on second and fourth Sundays, where we have speakers to come in to exalt the Lord, exalt God's people, to bless, to encourage, to tear down, to uproot, and to speak what thus saith the Lord, to bring salvation, encouragement, and enlightenment to His word. So we bless the Lord for that, and we thank God for every Monday night that we have prayer or intercession. Glory to God for the various things that are going on in life concerning people's lives, whether it be from their homes, the United States of America, dealing with, glory to God, the people that are struggling through various situations, whether it be imprisonment, whether it be in prison in their mind, whether they're going through on their jobs, whether they're going through in various situations through illness or whatever the circumstances, we want to be available, especially even with our youth. Whatever, glory to God, God placed in our heart, we want to be available to pray and intercede and to build people up and to encourage and to stand together as one, touching and agreeing, believing God for His mighty move. We bless the Lord tonight. We're going to have a speaker come on and for her to let the Lord use her in whatever capacity that the Lord has placed in her spirit for the release that word in her heart. We thank God for her. But before we do so, we want to be able to say a word of prayer. And since the prayer warriors are coming on, we're going to go ahead, whoever else joins us afterwards, we'll go ahead and pray, and then we're going to release and say a scripture, and then we're going to release the line over to Elder Dawn Miller so that way she can be able to allow the Lord to use her however He desires. As we prepare now, we're going to pray real quickly. Father, I do honor you tonight, and I give you glory. Ah, every time I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done, woo, I'm going to save the praise report and the mighty move of God to after. Glory to God. I like to say, hold my move, but I'm saying I'm going to have to glory that maintain and be subject to the Spirit of the Lord to let Him do what He do through this woman of God, and then we're going to release the power of prayer of the magnificent, marvelous, wonderful, awesome God that we serve, Jesus Christ, and how He has moved so miraculous through the power of prayer. So in the meantime, you can tell I'm over ecstatic, over excited, elated, just dynamically, woo, praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight and give you glory and praise because you are worthy to be praised. We honor you and thank you for another day that you added into our lives. God, we thank you for your loving kindness, your mercy. We exalt you. We adore you. We thank you, glory to God, for every day that the Lord has given us. We thank you for the move of God in our lives. We thank you that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear. God, and that's in the spiritual and in the natural. We thank you that we can call upon the Lord and have faith to know that the confidence that He's going to answer. We walk in the love and the forgiveness and walk, glory to God, according to what His word says, that we can expect with expectation, glory to God, anticipation that He's going to move. And many times He even answered before we even asked. So I thank God for the kind of God that we serve. And thank God, glory to God, for salvation. We thank Him for peace and joy, for the Holy Spirit, for the anointing, and for this place that we have where we can come in and allow you to make your abode in this, but come in your presence and come together on one accord to pray or either to hear what you have to say. And God, even for those ministers that you're placed out there that are walking in truth and obedience, spreading the gospel and about making themselves, glory to God, available for service. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless you for all of our households and the household of faith. And as we come in your presence, I continue to forgive us for every offense against your word. We pray that the word will come and it will do whatever you called it to do with the two-edged sword, that it will build up, it will tear down, it will encourage, it will heal, it will deliver. Glory to God, it will bring comfort through the Holy Spirit, whatever capacity. And God, we pray tonight that you will use this vessel to your honor. Glory to God, Elder Miller, God, that she deliver, glory to God, whatever God has placed in her spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that you continue to minister and move, cover under the blood and cover, glory to God, hallelujah, this word that you are going to deliver for us to be able to walk by in Jesus' name. We do honor you and we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. There was a couple of scriptures there. I'm trying to, my phone went out a little bit, but we're going to go ahead and say, doing, brothers and sisters, this is out of Galatians, the 6th chapter. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore the person gently, but watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burden, and in this way you will be fulfilled the law of Christ. If anyone thinks that he is something when he is not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions, then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to anyone else, for each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who has received instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Be not deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whatever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Praise the Lord. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For at the proper time, you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. We bless the Lord for the reading of the word. And at this time, we're going to prepare ourselves to hear the word from Elder Miller and the church association. The ministry that she associated with is called Bible Teachers International. And she's commissioned to carry the gospel and preach good news. And she has said, as all she wanted to be known as, a servant in obedience to God. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, we're going to open the line, and at this time, Elder Miller, you have the floor. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor BJ. I just want to say I love the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart, and I give him praise this night. I thank you, God, for this privilege, this honor, Lord God, that you allow me to speak to your people. I realize these are your people, God, and you have chosen me for such a time as this day to speak this word that you've given me to them. And, God, I honor you, and I ask you, Holy Spirit, have your way. Don't let Dawn say anything. Holy Spirit, speak. I yield to you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hello, ladies, and I'm happy to be here. I'm not going to be here before you long. I'm just going to say what God has given me, and then I'm finished. So anyway, the first scripture I'd like to open up to and look at is Acts chapter 17. That would be Acts chapter 17, starting at the 24th verse. And I guess maybe it would be appropriate or good for me to give a title to this. And if I could say anything, this particular lesson is leaning towards oneness with the Lord. Starting at the 24th verse, it says, 24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything. See, he doesn't need anything from us. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation. Now, I want to stop right there because it looks like it's telling me that God created all the nations of men and women that are living here on this earth. And he has determined, he determined before time, what their habitation would be and where they'd be living at. And before that time, he determined, like it says, where their bounds of habitation at. So the boundaries and the areas in which they live, God decided that before time, that they should seek the Lord. Now, this is why he made this decision, that they should seek the Lord, this is verse 27, if happily they might feel after him. Now, when I was studying this scripture, I needed to understand what it meant when the scripture says, if happily, because it's not happily like a ha-ha, tee-hee-hee, kind of happy. It's a half, it's spelled different, H-A-P-L-Y. And when I looked up happily in the Strong's Concordance, it says it means no doubt or perhaps or truly or wherefore. So let's just insert those words. It says, if wherefore they might feel after him and find him. Okay, that fits. If truly they might feel after him and find him. That fits also. So it's telling us that God created all these people and set the boundaries to where they would live. But he did all that so that we and made us all one blood. And he did all that so that we would seek the Lord and we would happily we would find him, though he be not far from one from any one of us. So God is not we know that, those of us that are saved, we know that God wasn't far, even though it felt like he was a billion miles away from us. Once we got saved and the Holy Ghost was on board, we realized God was never far from us. He was always there with us. But let me read the 28th verse. It says, for in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your poets have said, but we are also his offspring. So those first few verses were talking about God and why he did what he did. But these last two verses, we're seeing that God, that Jesus is our everything. Let me say that. We live and move and have our very being in Jesus Christ. Amen. So can we move to the next scripture of Galatians chapter 3 and 28? Just give me a minute to get there. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 28. And that reads, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, what I said was, this message was leaning towards and lending to the oneness with God. So the first scripture was letting us know that God, that was the very purpose God had created us for, and we live and move and have our very being in Christ. And when we look at this scripture, it basically says the same thing. There's not male or female, Jew nor Greek. There's no differentiation. We are all one creature in Christ Jesus. And then when you look at Galatians 4 and chapter 6, it says, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So I'm just using these scriptures to solidify the fact that he is the Son and God has connected us to him. We are in him. And therefore, there's a oneness. There is a oneness with the Godhead when we are in Christ. Amen. I'm going to move to Ephesians chapter 1. Get there. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So we're understanding that in Christ is where we are. And our place, with our place in Christ, God has blessed with all spiritual blessings. So there's nothing spiritual we need to ask for. God has already completed us and made us sit in Jesus Christ, and he's already blessed us with every spiritual blessing. I didn't say earthly blessing, because we all know I don't have the house that I'd like to have. I don't have the amount of money I'd like to have. You know, I don't have the husband that might be nice to have. I don't have all those things. But I have Christ. He is in me. He is living in me. And I embrace him. And those are the spiritual blessings that God called for all of us to have and for all of us to embrace. And verse Ephesians, I think it's 1 and 12. And he, okay, maybe not 12. Verse 11, just started verse 11. It says, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. So God has created us and pulled us close and pulled us into Christ, placed us in a place with Jesus Christ so that we can understand our position is to be to the praise of his glory and to glorify him and what he desires and what he wants from us in this world. Amen. And now we're going to look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27 says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, when we read throughout the New Testament, we read oftentimes about the mystery of Christ, the mystery of Christ. And right here in verse 27, God has ordained that it be written here that we see this, that the great mystery is Christ in us, the hope of, that is our hope. Christ is our hope. And so Christ in us is the hope of glory. That's what we have to hold on to. That is our anchor, knowing that we possess Christ and that he is in us. And it is the hope of our glory. Amen. Saint Colossians. And I want to look at Colossians 2:8-10. It says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now then, I want to stop right there because we are in Christ. Christ is in us. Scripture tells us that. That's clear. But then it tells us, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So I'm seeing that the Godhead is all in Christ, and we are in Christ, which tells me that we are complete. We are complete. Are we perfect? No. Do we know everything? No. Do we know all the scriptures? No. Do we know how to walk out everything that God wants? No. But seeing this makes me understand that God's perspective, when he wrote this word, his perspective of perfect and complete is different from ours. Once we're in Christ, once the Holy Ghost is on board in our life, and we decide and we make that choice and we make that purpose and we dedicate our lives to following the leadership of the Holy Ghost and walking in the way that he wants us to walk, not getting up making our own decisions, not just walking in the way we want to walk and then coming back saying, well, God, I did so-and-so. It didn't work. Can you help me get out of it? Even though he will, but that's not the way he has instructed us to walk. So walking in the Spirit is accepting and embracing our connection, our oneness with the Godhead, with Christ. So in that walk, if we're yielded, if we're compassionate, if we're loving, then when we walk in that way that pleases God, if we allow the fruit of the Spirit to be manifest in our life, then verse 10 says, are ye complete in him, which is the head of all principality, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Well, we put off sin. In order to be perfect in God, we have to put off sin. In order to walk perfect in God, we have to have the Holy Spirit, because having that Holy Spirit is the power. Just like he told them when they told them to come together and pray so the power will come. And when the Holy Ghost came, they had power. They realized they had authority. They understood that they had boldness. We see the boldness because they stepped out and started speaking, and the tongues came forth. So by embracing the fact that we are one with Christ, because he himself chose us. He himself adopted us and brought us in. Now we are one with him. And when we're one with him, we are complete, as the scripture says, because he is the Godhead bodily. We're buried with him in baptism, verse 12, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Is that my last verse? Yeah. So what I'm seeing here is that, once again, that oneness brings us all together, connected with Christ. And as long as we embrace that, as long as we allow ourselves to be one with him, as long as we don't make our own minds up, as long as we follow the mind of the Holy Spirit, everything the Holy Spirit tells us to do isn't pleasant. Everything he tells us to do, we might not really like. But following him solidifies our oneness and shows that we're one in Christ, that we're one with God even. And that is our purpose. We are to reconcile the world back to Christ. That is a ministry, a work that God has given every one of us to do. I don't care what type of title we go by. Our job is to reconcile the world back to Christ. And how do we do that? We don't always get to preach to people. There are some people who will never get to actually just share the word with. But the word, we have to live the word. We have to be the word walking. People have to see love in our life. People have to see compassion in our life. People have to see it working to know. And you never know who's watching you. You never know who's looking at you. You never know who's paying attention to you. I say that it makes me think about a child. My daughter I have a granddaughter that's 15 months old. And my daughter always talks about how smart she is, you know. And some, my grandmother used to tell me, every mama crow thinks her baby crow is out of blackness. But anyway, my daughter talks about how smart her daughter is. And I told her, I said, watch her. You know, we sat and we watched the baby one day. And the baby, in her little infant way, tries to do things that she's seen her mama doing. And her mama gets to curl this and curls her hair. So she wants to take the little brush and put it in her hair and try to brush her own little hair. And there's just things walking around the house that her mama does, and little actions and movements that she has that the child has watched and is mimicking. Well, our lives have to be like that. And we have to think about, there are other people watching us live our lives. There are other people who know that we profess to be Christians, know that we profess to love God, know that we profess to serve God, and they're watching us. And it's important that we make sure that what they see is the Holy Ghost. That's not seeing us jumping out of the car on the side of the road, doing a jig. I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. I'm talking about just living life. Just live your life. Just love people. Just be able to bear other people's, the unsaved, unsaved actions of people. When you go to the grocery store and the cashier is mean and nasty, you don't be mean and nasty back. You don't snatch your money or throw your money on the counter. You give it to her. You treat her just the way you would want to be treated. You treat her as if she had grabbed you and hugged you and loved on you. That will show the person behind you that might not be saved, that might not have any idea about Jesus Christ, that there's something different about you. They might not be able to identify it, but it's a seed sown. And one plants, another waters, but God will add the increase. So God will add the increase to that seed. But we have to be conscious and purposeful to sow the seeds of our life. Our life, our living, our walking around, our talking, our interaction with other people are our seeds. And they're what people see happening in our lives, the actions that people see, and they're the things that people read, and people judge us by our actions. Whether they should judge us or not, you know, somebody might say, well, they ain't got no business judging me. You're right, but they do. And let what they see be the love of God being shown. And you can show that love of God if you walk in oneness with Christ. Amen. Now then, God has given us all of these scriptures, and as we know, all scripture was ordained and written, you know, by the inspiration of God. We know that. So he's given us all the scriptures and examples and life experiences to help us come to the point to know and understand that he loves us, and all he's trying to do is to get us to understand how much he loves us. And that he wants to get us to that place, that expected end that Jeremiah talks about, that expected end to the place where we are hearing, well done, you good and faithful servant. Good and faithful servant. That's what he wants to say to us, and that's the place he's trying to get us to. Amen. So, Jeremiah 29:11, and we all know what this says. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you that expected end. You know, God is just trying to work with us and get us to that place where he wants us to be. And I kind of want to touch on, as far as the oneness with God, it is hard sometimes. And when I say hard, it's because, you know, it's our loved ones. Many times it's family and loved ones that just rub us the wrong way. It seems like it's so easy, you know. Well, it's easier if it's a stranger, somebody like I said, the girl in the grocery store, or somebody you encounter in a parking lot, or even somebody at your job, because those people you don't have to live with, those people you don't have to interact with. But when the people that you interact with on a regular basis, or even, let me go here, even the people you go to church with, if when you find people that just, you know, it's like sandpaper. It's like you and that person are like sandpaper. Then somebody needs to back up. One of y'all need to just make sure. You know, Scripture tells us to what does it say? Check our, so I'm paraphrasing, I know, because I can't think of the exact word, but it's like to be conscious of or check ourselves and make sure we're in the faith. Sometimes it's necessary to do that, like I'm saying, with loved ones or like I said, those people you go to church with or whatever, because it's hard, you know, because you expect those people to like we say sometimes, to act like they got some sense, to act saved. You expect them to walk in a certain way, but I can understand now through experiences that I've had on both sides with work people, with church people, with family. I can't expect my family that aren't saved to walk saved. And when you're saved, it shows. There's an evidence. And when I can't see the spiritual evidence that should be working through your life, that you're actually saved, well, what else can I expect? You know, than some of your unrighteous or your nasty ways that you may act. So in one way, in another way to walk in oneness with God, that is just to continue to treat that person or those persons, whoever they are, in a kind way. If I remember correctly, it is Scripture that tells us that will heap coals of fire on their head. Do you mean something that will burn them up or something? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that will cause that person. They'll be alone somewhere sometime, or they'll be doing something one time, and the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost fights our battles. The Holy Ghost will stand up, and the Holy Ghost will speak to that heart, because the Holy Ghost can speak to anybody. And the Holy Ghost will speak to that heart and let them know what they did to you or how they acted toward you, just like he'll let you know how you acted toward somebody else and let you know that you need to apologize and you need to repent. You need to apologize to that person. You need to repent to the Lord and turn away from that type of action. Why? Because you're walking, if you're walking in oneness with God, negative responses and actions, no matter who the person is, the family member, the loved one, auntie, uncle, grandma, grandpa, daughter, son, whoever it is, you can't let those feelings, they should act like this, and they're supposed to know, and we can't let those feelings override us. We have to continue to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, who will lead you through all of that. He is our comforter. He's going to comfort us in times of stress. He comforts us in times of frustration. He comforts us when our husbands get on our nerves. He comforts men when their wives get on their nerves. He comforts you when the boss gets on your nerves, when the teacher gets on your nerves, when your grandchild gets on your nerves. He will comfort you. He will let you know just what to say and just what to do. But you have to be in Christ and Christ in you. And you have to be walking in the way that the Holy Ghost is leading you. And the only way to know to do that is to have the Holy Ghost on board. He is the power to live this life. Without him, we cannot live this life. Without him, we cannot live the life of Christ. And that's all the Lord has given me. I have one more scripture I'm going to read. And once I read this scripture, I'm turning it back over to Pastor BJ. The scripture is Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, and it reads, I better start at the first verse, I'm sorry. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he also made the worlds. We are in the very person that God has appointed in charge of all things. The very person that God appointed and sought counsel from in the making of the very world. We are in Christ. And Christ being in us, and verse 3 says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, I want to touch just briefly, because this is a whole nother teaching. It says, who being, verse 3 says, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Express image. I challenge you to look up express image, and I'm sure you'll come to the conclusion that they're saying that Jesus Christ, who thought it not robbery to count himself as equal with God, was the express image of God. And to finish verse 3, it says, and upholding all things by the power, by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. I'm finished. I love you. I hope there was a understanding of oneness, how we are one with Christ, how we must walk one with Christ, who is everything is given. God has given everything into his hands. Everything is by him. And he is who we are in, and he is through who we must walk and understand this walk and obey the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Most High God. This has been rich, some good teaching on oneness with God, and this is something that we all as need to be reminded of. And I praise God for you tonight, Elder Miller. Praise God for allowing the Lord to bless and use you. I want to hear from some of the elders and prophets that's on the phone that the Lord bless, if there's something they want to share. But they've been giving you to say anything in prayer before we open the line for any remarks. Elder Miller.
Ma'am?
I said you want to go ahead and say a prayer before we open the line for any remarks.
Yes, ma'am, that's fine. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for the word that went forth this evening. I just pray, God, that the words, something in that word will touch someone's heart. I just pray, God, that on this night, Lord God, you have made a difference somewhere. God, I bless your name and I honor you, and I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for the
for the women that are on this line, Lord God. I thank you for their lives, Lord God. I thank you for their prayers, Lord God. I don't know if any one of them have ever prayed for me, but if they've prayed for anybody, I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the salvation, Lord God, that you have provided for all of us. I thank you for your oneness, Lord God. I thank you for drawing us closer, God. I honor you. I love you. And I desire to be what you want me to be. God, and I pray for each and every one of the women on this line. Father, that you are moving bountifully in their lives, that you are moving bountifully in the lives of their families and loved ones, Lord God, and all that are around them, Lord God, that everybody in their sphere of influence, Lord God, is touched some way, somehow, by the movement in their lives. Father, I thank you for every sister, every brother I have across this world. Every one of us, Lord God, that you have brought together. Every one of us, Lord God, that you've made of one blood. Your scripture said you made of us of one blood, a people of all nations. Thank you. Thank you. Now, God, have your divine way tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. Praise God. What an awesome God. Before I explode with my testimony, praise God, is there any remarks from any of the pastors, apostles that on the line? Well, I thank you that I really am been richly blessed with hearing the word and bringing the body together, because it's about unity and love, and there's so many things that were said and how we need, and even bring us to a place to examine ourselves and check if there is some things we got to tweak in life. So at this time, if the poor verse was overwhelming excitement besides the word of God. Any remarks now from any of the elders, pastors, or apostles? The line is open. All the lines are open.
I just want to say that Elder Miller, truly God gave you that message, and I truly enjoyed that. And one of the things you were talking about, his express image. And that's one of the things that we have to always remember, that we are made in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking that up, and in the Greek it says, this is an exact copy.
Yes, ma'am. Woo! Hallelujah!
Glory to God. Meaning that the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost is one. Exact copy.
Yes.
And
yes.
Because of that, we are an example of who He is. We are that exact copy. So I thank God for you, and I enjoyed that word so much. God bless you.
Anyone else? Praise God.
Hallelujah. I enjoyed the word tonight, and I thank the Lord for the vessel that broke the word tonight. I enjoy every bit of it in the name of Jesus.
Praise God, Mother Alexander.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Minister BJ. I really enjoyed all that I heard. Praise God. I think I got there almost in the beginning of the message, but I heard some things that really stuck to me. And one was live and let others see Christ in you. You just live. And I like that. I like that, because it's not like you got to go and make yourself be a certain kind of way, because if you try to make yourself be a certain kind of way, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it, and you're going to miss a lot of time. So if you are who you say you are as a born-again believer of the body of Jesus Christ, and you just, all you have to do, I heard somebody say, You just wake up in the morning and let the Lord take it from there. Praise God.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
So if
hallelujah.
You just live and then let others see the Christ in you, praise God. And then when you get to that cash register, praise God, and even if somebody is looking at you horrible and you, we don't know what they've gone through, but they could be mean and nasty for a reason. They're probably reflecting back on what somebody before you may have done. I don't know, but we have to be who we say that we are, whether we're in our homes, whether we're in the mall, wherever we might be. We need to be who we are because people need to see Jesus. And they're
yes.
not going to see him if you're behaving other than who you're supposed to be in Christ. So I like that. Live. All you have to do is just live. You ain't got to put up no big signs, carry signs around, I'm a Christian, or carry a big, gigantic Bible. And I praise God, my daughter gave me a brand-new Bible this evening. She wanted a smaller one. And this is a big, fat, juicy Bible. Got a lot of good stuff. I'm going to enjoy that. But praise God. Just live and let others see Christ in you. And I heard her say something about you are seed. Praise God. And I thought, I said, well, you can be good seed or you bad seed, but we are seed, praise God. I like that. And then I heard her speak, and I just put little notes, the love walk. And we got to be better at the love walk, praise God. But if the agape, and we talked about love during this month, praise God, if the agape love of God lives down on the inside of us, well, it should be easy for us to be in this journey called life and walk this walk in Christ Jesus in love, praise God, and then examine. We have to look in the mirror and examine our own self to make sure we are in the faith. Whether we're at, wherever we are, we have to be who we are. But I thank and praise God. It was a great word, and I thank and praise God for Elder Miller. Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Elder Miller. I just like to thank God for you on tonight because it was really good, and I really enjoyed the word of God because it was just something that you said on tonight just kind of stood out in my life that I went through a little bit of that today, but I thank God that you gave me an answer of that, and I praise him for it. So, and I thank you for how you was talking about I think it was your grandchild, and how we have to watch ourselves, how we do things, you know. And I was going through some things with my granddaughter on last night, she was going to go back to the church on today, but she was wanting to sing this song, so we stayed up about 12 o'clock last night trying to sing this song, and I'm trying to write this song out for her. So this morning when she got up, she was sick. She didn't feel good. She was throwing up and everything. And I told her, I said, well, baby, I said, you sick, you can't go to church. She said, Nana, I got to go because I got to sing my song. And so We got her straight. I began to pray for her. She said, just pray for me, Nana, just pray for me. And so I prayed for her, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, whatever this is, in the name of Jesus, I said, God, you move and you take it out of her body. You let it come out one way or the other. So after a while, she began to go to the bathroom, and she began to use the bathroom and stuff. And so I looked at her and I said, how you doing now? I said, are you going to go? She said, Nana, don't tell Mama about it. Don't tell Mama that I'm throwing up because she won't let me go to church. We won't go. She said, tell her when we get back from church. So, but I told her anyway, but we went. So when she come from church and she came back and she was feeling good, I said, did you sing your song? She said, yes, ma'am, I sung my song. She said, the devil didn't want me to go to church today because I was going to get my blessing. That's why I was saying I got to press my way to go to church. And this child is 9 years old. And she said, I had to press my way to go to church. And she went and she enjoyed it. So I thank God for the word that you have had preached on tonight because it really blessed my soul. May God bless you.
Praise God. Marvelous, marvelous, marvelous. Living that life before. I can comment on that right there, but I'm going to go ahead. What's the next one? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Who else? Anyone else that want to make a comment tonight, praise the Lord, or just encouragement to the elder or something God placed in their spirit from hearing the word? That's our last remark. Oh, praise God. Alicia, are you still on the line? Prophet, is you on the line? Can anyone hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you.
I apologize.
I can hear you.
And we can hear you.
I apologize. I still had it on mute.
Oh, lady, I am overwhelmed with so much God done did. I don't know whether to ask you, Pastor Bird, or what, but it says you're a good portion of that part of the source. Just even for some of the people that have been praying concerning Mr. Hubbard that was in ICU in the last few, and everything, you don't have to go through it all, but just some of the things that went through and some of the things that was being said and what God did today with the prayers that went forth. Because I am about to burst, and I don't know where to start, but there's so many pieces I want to put in there that went through in this past week. I may have to save some other parts of these testimonies to another day. But this today, you go ahead and tell a little bit about what just went on in the last few days, just a brief synopsis, and then the power of what God's word did today, along with those that were praying, especially with Prophetess Bird and myself and you and the family, those that were praying too as well, and some of the other ones that added. But certain things are inside that some of us knew about that, you know, that just didn't, you know, wasn't divulged, but still yet the prayers that went forth. But just share a little bit. So your mama about to burst.
You don't you want to share that, or Alicia?
I was trying to wait for Alicia to go ahead and put it in there because she know about the last few days and what.
Yeah,
what
she does. Let Alicia tell about her dad.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to tell about my sister?
Oh, I want you to tell that, but I want Alicia to go ahead and because we don't have so much that happened today. Alicia,
yes.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I thought you said Pastor Bird, Godmama. Okay, we're
well,
praying.
That's
what
I was straight.
Oh, I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't even know how to begin.
A little bit
my father,
when someone went to
the
hospital, yeah.
Okay, my father was in the hospital. I believe it was Tuesday night we found out that he had actually went in, if I'm not mistaken. But we didn't find out until 24 hours later that he was in the hospital. And the night before he was, what do they call it? Intubation. Where they put a tube down your throat or what have you. Yes, a ventilator. And so the doctors basically have been telling us when we could, and that was a fight in itself, that because he set up for someone else to be the POA, so no one as far as his family could really get information. We actually had to go through someone, and the hospital was fighting us because of, you know, the HIPAA rules and all of that. But because of everything and the power of God, the Lord would bless, you know, somebody would tell us something besides the POA would only give us something one time every 24 hours. So anyway, the doctors basically let us know that because of his heart and what was going on with it, I think one side of his heart pumped slower than the other, and then he has what they call organ disorder or whatever, which means basically his organs are going to fail. He's already a dialysis patient for over 16 years or almost 20 years, I think it really is. So anyway, long story short, they said at one point to us, and I didn't get the message at this particular time, but I hear it personally, but my sister, my brother told me that at one point they said, look, we're not sure, you know, because he was in what they call guarded critical. So a nurse had to be next to him 24/7. Well, what was going on, not seven, I shouldn't say, but 24 hours a day. And they had told them that he only has basically, you know, anywhere between, they thought maybe a couple of months maybe to live because of everything that's going on with him. Last night, the last thing we got was, you know, they've been trying to get him off the ventilator, but he couldn't breathe on his own. He's supposed to be like at 500, and he was nowhere near that. His lungs would not inflate at all, not at all, but barely would inflate. Like, you know how you try to blow a balloon? It would barely do it. And so last night they got to a point where they was like, well, we may have to do a tracheotomy, put a trachea, like, you know, in his throat, through his neck or what have you. And so we're like, oh, no, you know, my sister and brother, we're texting each other back and forth, like, you know, what else can be done? What is happening? And they were saying, well, if by Monday he doesn't get off of the ventilator, if he's not able to breathe on his own, well, we could take him off the ventilator. That's what they were going to have to do. Well, by the grace of God, I had called and I asked for the doctor to call us back this morning. No phone call. My brother texted us back, and he said, Pops is off the ventilator. So, praise God, we was like, what? What's going on? So I called the hospital. They was like, yeah, the nurse was so kind and nice. She had said she allowed them to, allowed him to use the phone. That man is sitting was sitting in the, you know how they have the little chairs in the hospital room? He was sitting in the chair. He was talking. He said his legs are really weak because he's got a lot of issues, but he said he was able to get up. But the thing about it, so you all understand this other part, he has basically been picking fights with all of us. I think it's been a deal of just trying to push all of us away. My sister, I'm not going to go all into that part, but he has really been terrible towards my sister. So they have not really been speaking to each other for the last couple of months because of the way that he's been acting. She's tried to reach out a couple times, but, you know, the way he has been. So to give you that background, when I called and I was talking to him, I was like, Lord, how do I bring this up? So I said, you know, glorifying God with him that he was, you know, off the ventilator and everything. He said, yeah, I got that thing out of my throat. He said, you know, I asked God last night, God, if you will please allow them to take this thing out of my throat. And he says about 10 minutes to 7, they came in, and they're like, we're going to take this off. So from last night, from them saying he can't breathe on his own, every time we try to take him off the ventilator, it's not working. From that point to this morning, he's off the ventilator. And so when I was talking to him, I said, Pops, yes, hallelujah. So I was like, okay, so the next testimony outside of him being off the ventilator, he was, I said, Pops, you want me to call Sean? It was my brother, you know, because I was like, you know how this is just such good news, you got to share it. So I was like, I got to, you know, put some people on the phone so they can hear it, put my siblings on the phone. And he was like, yeah, you go ahead and put Sean on too. And before I could even get the words out of my mouth, this man immediately said, and you can put call your sister too. Call Carmelita. You can put her on the phone. I was like, oh, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, my mama wouldn't have to explain more about why I'm so excited about that. But I'm telling you, by the grace of God, for God to bring this man back up again with everything that has been going on, with the way he's been coming at the family. He got a neighbor, a friend, basically, to be his POA, which Harley wasn't doing nothing. So he done put his life in the hands of someone else. We can't hardly get any information, and we were praying. And I'm telling my mother and my godmama, I appreciate y'all so much and the saints of God, because I know she didn't just talk to Pastor Bird, but talk to the prayer warriors. I can't tell you enough how grateful I am that you all are praying. Pray for our family, and like the Word of God says, the prayers of the righteous avail us much, because we were trusting and believing God that he's going to wake up, which for a while he did, and then, of course, he became alert and aware of what was around him. So he had plenty of time to just sit there, and I pray that the Holy Spirit was talking to him during that time. So when the minister of the night was talking about letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide you regardless of what is going on with your family and how they act, hallelujah, I thank God, because there's many a time, and at one point, I'll be honest with you, I actually said, I can't do it no more. I can't talk to him. I need a break. I can't deal with it anymore. But even then, the Holy Spirit still will come, because I even told my sister and my brother, I said, unless God talks to me differently, I'm done for right now. But thank God for the Holy Spirit being able to, and me being able to hear the Holy Spirit and the Spirit speak and let me know that, nope, you need to keep on calling. stay in tune. You got, because you got to know what's going on. You got to take place and call him back and just try to stay calm. Even with the POA that I had to deal with. Oh,
yeah, that was.
If I didn't have to worry about him, oh, he would have got fussed out many a times. But God being so good, Holy Spirit had to keep me still and in a place of calmness, of being able to talk to him and being able to relate to him, because at the same time I had to look at this man as our only point of contact. He is the only one that we can be able to get information through. So, God, you got to help me in this place where it's not me that's standing here, but God in me and in front of me. And I thank and praise God that I was able to be able to let him do his job, his duty, and to be able to put this fish under control. So I just want to give God the glory for that. And thank God, because your word is a right on time word. I'm sorry I didn't get on into it earlier, but what I did hear, it was right on time for me. It was what I needed. So I thank and praise God for you, and that's part of my testimony. And my mom can take it over from there, Pastor Hubbard and Godmama Bird. I know you got a testimony too, so praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
And when I tell you things that were going on, it was a hostile situation. When you turn back around, you the enemy allow somebody to get so hateful to the point that they'll put, like she said, his life in somebody else's hand, not even knowing that he was going to get been back and forth in critical situations. But that right there, where they could not, the Lord was using Alicia as a liaison in between the brother in New York, her sister in Charlotte. She's out in Arkansas, was been in Tulsa for a long time, but in Arkansas now, this last year or so. But to be able to have to be talking in between and trying to get to the doctors, trying to even get them to give them information, it's been a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and it was a lot of critical times where it was about to be him out of here. But then again, something like that to happen when that person could have turned back around and said, let him go, you know. There, and don't even know whether they was even going to be able to let the family know on this end or not. When I said it was a challenging time, and when she was saying it was just God, she's barely, barely even touching the surface. That is, it had been prayer and the power of the anointing. And like I said, even when we have people praying, sometimes you can't give all details, but you can say some things that escalate that you can't even go back and do nothing but pray and seek the face of God and can't even go back and call anybody. But the prayers that did go out for were sometimes when he was saying being sick. But these other things happened in the last few days, nobody but God. And even the day the Lord blessed my little grandbaby and stuff like that, we were at an elevation and visiting the day, and God just blessed so tremendous. All this was going on, and we didn't get the text until later, and she had given her life. Well, she already had given her life to the Lord when, you know, some years back, the little grandbaby. But it was a rededication and a joy with her, because that word was so rich today about Jesus. Boy, it was so wonderful, and she rededicated her life back to the Lord today. That was such a blessing that we were sharing when Alicia brought gave us the information. And just, I know the joy in my in those siblings and what God blessed in them. Their siblings, and I have been believing God, glory to God, that he would just heal and deliver just like with her. Also, that the Lord bless and give them, whichever way this was over the last couple of months or so, you have to find your peace. You have to find your peace with God, because when a person make a decision in their own lives, if you don't be careful, they can turn back around and affect your life, and you can't function and you can't stay. Then you're about the what ifs and the maybes, and
yeah,
they can turn back around and doing and going on, and whether they stay in here in the earth realm or whether they just cross town or over in California, or they gone on in life and dead and gone, and you are being bound by things that somebody else's decision. Got to get to a place as believers, especially, to really give those things to the Lord and find our own peace, even though through the hurt and the pain. But there's so many other things that don't transpire in a matter of a few days, even more with besides that right there, and God keeping the mind, keeping peace, keeping, you know, the enemy from bringing destruction. But we have a whole bunch of other little testimonies that went around all even while that was going on. But I'm not going to take up all that time. I'll share some of them other testimonies a little bit later. But right now, I know Pastor Bird got another dynamic testimony. I'll share some of more of mine a little bit later. But I give God glory for all that he's done and doing. But Pastor Bird, I'll let you have the floor now. Praise God.
Praise God. My God is an awesome God.
Yes, he
we
is.
Just got trust and believe that whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, not being moved by what we see and not receiving everything that the doctors say, but standing firmly rooted and grounded on the word of God, I'm telling you, he'll come through. My sister had was losing blood, hemoglobin real low, and they did not know what was causing it. They gave her iron infusions, and it didn't bring it up. So they decided to put a light down her throat. And when they did, they discovered that she did not have any bleeding in her stomach, which was good, but they found two masts in her stomach. And so they removed them and sent them off for biopsy. Well, she had to wait for that. And so she called me, and when she told me about that, in my spirit, I just couldn't receive it. And I told her, I said, you ain't got no cancer. That's because I don't feel that in my spirit. I don't know what it is. I said, but you don't have cancer. And so she said, well, if it is. I said, the devil is a liar. Ain't no if it is. It is not in the name of Jesus. So don't be speaking things like that. Don't be receiving everything that a doctor tell you. God is a healer, and he's greater than any man. And so she waited for a week and went back, and the report was negative.
Thank you, Jesus.
The report was negative.
Yes, hallelujah.
They don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And so now they're getting more tests and stuff to try to find out something about it. But whatever it is, I know it's something simple. Because
yes.
She is healed, whole, and delivered. And covered with the blood of Jesus. And no weapons formed going to prosper in Jesus' name. So I'm just standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
And I just,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise. I bless God. Bless God. I have to say this part because a lot of it's coming back from that word tonight and standing on God's word. And the other day and so forth, I have been having some, a few of you already know, like Mother McCormick, Pastor Bird, and Mother Alexander, and whatever, like this. I was saying, I had these flutters for a couple of weeks and whatever. So last week I went to the doctor and whatever, like this, and she was, they didn't know what was going on, so they just said, well, okay, then we're going to take some of the blood tests. And so early this week, I got a phone call and come to find out your electrolytes is fine, your liver is fine, this, that, and the other is fine. Okay, and I go out to take care of some business that afternoon, probably about 12 something or whatever, some business we had to take care of. And so after I did that and left the bank, I went over to McDonald's, hadn't eaten anything, was hungry, so I got a little dollar sandwich. As soon as I ordered, wasn't but a few people in line ahead of me when I made the order. I was in the vehicle going through a drive-thru, and all of a sudden this sharp pain went up under my left shoulder and whatever, just real sharp, went down my arm and hit my pinky finger, but the sharpness that was under the blade didn't come, you know, that sharp down the arm. And the hospital right across the street, so I'm like, look at this here, the devil is a liar. And so now we them got the report already that the blood test they took for magnesium and check you for potassium and all that, right, it was fine. And here it is now, this right here going on. I said, okay, then. So I ate the sandwich real slow, took a couple of sips of water, went on across the street, sat in the parking lot just for about 5 minutes, stopped the common leader, and then I said, you know, I had to go to the bathroom. I'm going inside the emergency room anyway. And then so I went in there, and I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get checked. Go in there, the blood pressure. Now, I've had my blood pressure been running, especially in the last 3 months, 125, 129, over 70, 75, whatever like this, or 80. And here it is, 195 over 80-something. I'm like, the devil is a liar. Whatever. My oxygen was fine. There was no temperature. Heart rate probably was running like 101, 23 or something like that. And so, okay, we're going to get an EKG done, and we're going to do an X-ray. We're going to do some blood work. So we go on the back, fast forward. The man was just excellent. It was very nice and stuff like that, doing did the vital signs. But anyway, so they do this, and then finally a doctor came in. and he's asking some questions. He said, that don't sound like a heart attack, but we're the spluttering and other stuff, and your blood pressure is high. We're going to do this, that, and the other, and so forth. So we'll wait for that to come back. But I'll check the EKG again. I don't see nothing there. So they did the x-rays, found out he was had a lot of congestion. Asked him, was it a pneumonia or whatever like this around here? He was saying no. But when I was at the doctor, they were saying, well, your lungs sound good. You have a little bit of wheezing. He said you have some too. So after a while, they check, and then they said, well, okay, we're going to do and find out whether you got any anything going on with your maybe some blood clots or something. Checked that and wasn't nothing. So I end up out at Pastor Bird and my children, somebody want to have some prayer. She already knows, speaking. We already know it's not a heart attack, just that and the other. So I'm standing on it too because I will refuse. When I go places and even have God lead me to the doctor, I am refusing to be hyper upset or whatever. I call the warriors for we are closing every door and binding up stuff and whatever. Like, but I'm not giving no place to have him just like all frustrated and all this whatever. We want to know what the source is, what's going on or what's up. But we're canceling all the other assignments and whatever. So they end up sending me out and stuff like this, giving me some prednisone and also, you know, the little thing, the little pump for ProAir. And so as that Lord blessed, and we got this news that same night. But when I come back in, so another situation occurred. As soon as I got back in the door from the emergency room, like, I'm not going to go divulge that for situation, and it tipsy-turvy with that. And then hours later, I get the phone call and stuff like this about this with the dad, and they just finding out that he was in there and the other stuff that then went on behind that, long story. All of these was back through the night. And I'm like, whatever. And we was on the phone. They was doing New York and Arkansas and Charlotte and whatever like this, four-way, three-way, whatever. And then in the meantime, we finally went to pray and, you know, giving that back to the Lord about one something in the morning. So when I'm saying, you know, God, we pray for everybody to get some sleep and some rest. But look, even that little bit of sleep out of them four, because I'd have missed most of my sleep in the last few days, a couple of days was like, and not from no stresses. It was just situations that were going on in the body and a couple other little things that kind of like throw the time off and whatever. But the Lord bless. So I'm believing God, as we don't say, it's going to be like Pastor Bird says to myself, it's going to be something small, because I usually say that too as well. And from that night on, taking the prednisone, but still yet just having the prayers, the fluttering had started slowing down. So it probably was a lot of congestion, which I'm believing that's what it is. And as time just went on day after day, even though I didn't get to go to the doctor Friday because she ends up having a bug herself. She's very demanding. And even all the way now, it's little to none. So it probably was a lot of buildup, even in some congestion that wasn't really showing up like a cough or the bronchitis or whatever. So we're just believing God as we stand on the word. Healing has already took place. God manifests. Just going through the formality of glory. I go into the doctor, let them go ahead and do their little, because they were saying, well, we got to set you up with a cardiologist. Well, the cardiologist I'm supposed to see up on the 7th. Somebody I've seen many years ago or something, like just put a monitor on, check there's nothing there. But in the meantime, going through those little steps just for God to get his glory. But in the meantime, the power of prayer and standing on his word and confessing and whatever. And we're going to stand. I keep saying I want to see miracles, 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 more and more as the year was ending in 17 coming into this one. And God has been blessing through some of the prayers and some of the great things and some of the marvelous things. And I don't even know if Kincaid is on the line or not, but even those people, all the ones that was praying for her brother, miraculously taking him through that process from the transplant. All you all that were praying, great reports. I told some of you a little bit about that already, how he had came through it. But nobody but God and doing some miraculous things. I just give him glory and praise. He is worthy. So we thank God for the word that comes on every time it comes through, even in the prayers or when somebody's speaking, but your own faith and standing together in it and the miraculous that he's doing. There's greater things yet to come. We just got to keep binding the hand of the enemy. Keep trusting God. Keep standing in faith. Keep confessing his word. No matter what challenges come and things that go on, we got to pull them strongholds down and every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring it into captivity. Keep confessing. Keep casting. Keep standing. Keep speaking. Keep decreeing. Keep and walking in obedience and submission to the Spirit of the Lord, because we can't get these blessings. Like even what the sister was saying, and we don't say it often, you got to be walking upright before the Lord. You got to be, and I'm using the term as I often use, covenant keeper, not covenant breakers. You want God to bless him, you got to live a life accordingly and rely on the Holy Spirit and don't grieve God and his word and just stand on the promises. Now I'm going to release that because I'm telling you, so much that went on,
some things I can't even talk about right now, but, oh, even in a matter of days, and even the same day, some stuff going back to back from morning to night. But still yet, God sustained us and keeping us and still bringing us through and through the outcome of all the stuff that's being said. And even on the other night when me and Mother McCormick was praying, and then I was there, the Lord had to say, go over into the realm of just praying in the spirit. And so I said, we know God was just saying, let's pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit, after we prayed in English and some things. And the Lord gave her a word. The said, I see the wicked. And he said, and I'll fix it. And he was saying, trust me, he said, that is my hand too short? Is not anything too hard for me? And he told us to trust me. And look at my God. Deal with everything that's God. In the situation we were talking to, my daughter just finished expressing and sharing and telling. Oh, God, I'm telling you, so much going on. Let me step back. That word was rich. All the prayers was rich. All the anointing for God been doing all the way from the time we just started this until up until now, miraculous things still going on. So I just want to let this, I don't know if that was my sister was about to interject some stuff, but I wasn't finished. But if that's her, I'll let you say your remarks and your testimony. So Elder Miller was power-packed with that word, and she didn't say it, and so forth. So that gives us this opportunity now for the testimony just to tie things in. Because other than that, glory to God, we usually be anywhere from 8:30, 8:45, and sometimes 9. And she was finished, glory to God, after 7:30. It wasn't even a quarter to 8. It wasn't 20 minutes to 8, I don't think. Might have been 20 minutes to 8. So now I'm going to let whoever about to come on. I told you I was full, and I still ain't said all. But bless the Lord, I'm going to release this. Glory.
Praise the Lord. This is Elder Kincaid. I just want to come on, and I just want to give God all the praise, honor, and glory. And I just I want to thank each and every person on this line that's been praying for my brother. Thank the Lord. He has brought him through. He made it through that transplant. Even Pastor Hubbard had started to tell you about it. But I just want to tell you the Lord has brought him through. He's still not, you know, he's still not completely finished with it, but he's out of the danger zone of it. So, and I just thank God. I thank you for taking the time to pray for him, and I pray that God will meet every need that you all have that have been praying for him. I believe God for you, and I thank God for you and you and you, because he definitely, and just continue to pray for him that the Lord would bring him on through, because he's got to wait to about, I guess he got about 3 more months before he can even go to church or go around any, you know, crowd of people, because his immune system is still low, but it's building. But thank the Lord, he's heard our cries, he's heard our prayers, and he's answered us. And I just know that because he's a faithful God, he's an almighty God, and he will do it, and he did do it. And I thank him, and I thank you all for taking out the time to pray for me and my brothers as we, you know, the Lord brought us through this. And but he's coming along real good. He definitely has humbled him down quite a bit.
I just want to thank the Lord.
And I want to thank the Lord that he has blessed me to have another patient. And I went with them this weekend, with it last week, 3 days last week, and it's a blessing. And, you know, because I always just say when one assignment's about to end, then I was like, Lord, what's the next assignment? So I'll be taking on another assignment, just moving and doing what God would have me to do, because that's what it's about, moving and hearing and obeying the voice of the Lord. When he opens up doors, we have to be ready to go through. So I thank God that he's given me strength to go through and do what he has me to do. And I thank y'all, and I'm asking y'all to continue to pray for me, that I will continue to be all that God would have me to be, in Jesus' name. And thank you very much. God bless each and every one of you.
We were praying in between that how the Lord blessed when the doctor was expecting certain things to transpire, and how the Lord blessed through power of prayer, and even some things that they were expecting, certain processes for him, his body to go through this, that, and the other. The Lord brought him through some things that did not even take place at the time.
So even in all of that and what God blessed and brought her through to it, she said, through the prayers of the righteous, we bless God. So I like the other little tidbits of details when certain things, when doctors say one thing and God turn back around and do other things, I want God to get his glory in every little piece. And that's very important and vital in the midst of, especially when it's a situation and so forth, like could be so dramatic. And God blessed in that. So I thank the Lord with the praise reports, even them being amazed at how quickly and God blessed in some of the things that he did not have to encounter. But God is good. Praise God. Someone else? Who else of us getting ready to speak?
Amen.
Someone else getting ready to say something? Well, if not, I praise God for all that went on tonight. And in the meantime, in the testimonies and the encouragement, and the Lord bless through the testimonies. And at this time, Elder Miller, if there's anything else that you want to add, then we are going to get ready to release the line and prepare ourselves to continue to rejoice and glorify the Lord. And I'll say a little closing prayer, and then we're going to prepare ourselves for Monday night. The Lord say the same for prayer. But I thank God what he has done this night in that oneness with the Lord and the power of it and in the manifestation, even in some of the things that were said to bring the glue together even the more and bringing us in a closer walk with the Lord. He said, you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. And even the testimony of even how that just confirmed some things, whoever was going through in some of us in all pieces, you know, even just this night. I'm just ecstatic, elated, overwhelmed. Yes. Glory. I cannot tell you. Glory to God. You can feel it and say a few words, but just like you said, the goodness of the Lord and his marvelous work, he is awesome. How excellent is his name. In the meanwhile, Elder, you have anything else to say?
I don't have anything else to say. I think it's been covered.
Well, bless the Lord, ladies. As always, you know, I love you. I appreciate God's blessing and the giftings and the anointing that's in your life and the coming together and the faithfulness with this part of the ministry, with the great ministry that's already in our life of commission and being a witness and being a light. Because that's something we always talk about too often is, praise God, we got to live a life before, because that lip service don't mean nothing. Because the thing about it, when people going to know the difference and stuff like that, who you are, about the life that you live, especially the ones in your home, as we often say, because we can put on that facade, even though people can see and discern, everybody don't see it, but those people that live around you, that's going to make the difference. But when we get out, that makes a difference to how we live a life before, glory to God, people, because we're supposed to be those walking epistles. We might be the only Bible, as so many people said, in sometimes in the past that they may read. So what are they reading about you? And we're not talking psychic. What are they discerning in your life? Is what's on your fruit tree? Is that fruit cocktail? Or if it's supposed to be oranges, is it oranges? Is it supposed to be lemons, persimmons, and else? How many fruit cocktails? I don't have no mixture there. You only have one personality, and that's what we ought to have too, as he transitioned us, glory to God, out of this flesh through the word and cause us to be transformed. So we bless the Lord for the word tonight and everyone and all that he's done and all the prayers that's gone forth and the miracles that's taken place and still in place and about to be manifested in our life. I pray a blood covering over each one of you as the Lord bless and cover you and your family, your life, and whatever else. Glory to God, we pray, God, to stir up the fire and the anointing out and whatever it needs to burn. Glory to God, to keep us persevering and glory to God, pursuing after him. We thank God, glory to God, for his loving kindness, and pray, glory to God, to continue to stir the fire and as we seek out his face. Angels of the Lord be encamped about you all, bind up every satanic and demonic and foul and unclean spirit that will come against our lives. Pray God's blessings over our youth and our children and our seed. Bless, glory to God, going in and coming out. Pray, glory to God, even as Carmelita and the other ladies that went to the retreat in Myrtle Beach, that if they're not home already, they're home about to embark upon getting to their home safely anytime now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, as we be dismissed from this zone and not from God, that we have a continue to seek his. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to bless and keep us covered under the blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Have a blessed week. Pray God's blessing over.
Praise God.
In the natural and the word accordion, and we pour it right back out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Amen. God bless.
blessed. Be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without God, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The lonesome, good night. Bless the Lord.